Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Now, part two of our interview with U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson from the beef state of South Dakota. This interview being brought to you by our nine reporting barns, North Platte Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock, Crawford Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, winner of the 2022 Best Hot Beef Sandwich Award in their Sale Barn Bistro, Cafe, Creighton Livestock Market, Mobridge Livestock, Bassett Livestock Auction in Cowtown, Prusho Livestock, and Platte Livestock Market, all accessible at CattleUSA.com. For an archive of past shows, including but not limited to part one of this interview, download the free Your Ag Network app at, you know, Your Ag Network at the App Store, or visit YourAgNetwork.com. One more time, that's YourAgNetwork.com. How important, speaking of which, would sale barns be in the fight to utilize U.S.-raised beef instead of, you know, importing from foreign countries?
Well, I don't think most Americans understand the value that sale barns play. I mean, if you're going to have a functional market, what you've got to have is price discovery. And the beautiful thing about a sale barn is I'm not sure there's any place in America where price discovery feels more real and is more accessible. You can walk in and you can figure out exactly what cattle are being sold for and exactly what they're being paid. And that's just a remarkable thing. Of course, these sale barn guys, I've been in a lot of them, and they run an incredible shop. They know the buyers. They know the sellers. They understand the quality of the cattle. They are an unbelievably important part of making sure that the American cattle industry continues to be strong. We don't want to lose any of those sale barns.
Totally. Plus, you can get the world's best hot beef sandwich at any sale barn cafe, am I right?
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, my problem is sometimes I eat too many of them and feel a little lethargic in the afternoon.
I feel your pain. Dusty Johnson, thank you so much for your good work for American cattlemen, and we hope you'll be a guest again on America's Hot Barn Report.
Absolutely, anytime. Thanks much.
Am I right?
Right. My name is Mike Messersmith. I started with the company in 2003. I'm a production supervisor. I did start on the floor and worked my way up into a team lead position, most recently into a production supervisor position. It is a really good company to work for. They promote from within the company. We just look for good character. We try to do the best we can to get our product out to the customers in a timely manner and a quality product.
Find out more about the huge sign-on bonus at farmjobs500.com. Sioux Steel Company, serving American agriculture since 1918. Hey, Sarah Metzler, why does the Beef Checkoff invest in ads on ag radio? Some will say it's, you know, sort of preaching to the choir, maybe.
That's a fair question. Here at the Cattlemen's Beef Board, we hear a lot of questions out in the countryside about how the checkoff works, what checkoff dollars are used for, and who all is involved in the process. Being on ag radio is just one way we can reach out with the information to those who fund it. It's transparent, present, and available. Let's have those conversations. Give us a call, 303-220-9890, or visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.